Today's scripture is 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 and 17. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do know so longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come.
Dearest Lord, I ask that you would help me to live by these words that you set before me today. Help me to judge no man, especially a man that does not belong to you. And always bring to my mind when I'm tempted to judge that you died for them also. Keep me from pride in myself, Father, and let me only regard others as better than myself, that I may be like Jesus. Keep me, Lord, from gossip and slander. Control my thoughts and my tongue, so that I do not sin against you, Holy Father. I love you, Lord, and I belong to you alone. Teach me that the worldly point of view is corrupt, and this world needs the revival that only you can send. Amen.
Today, think about it. We're all guilty of judging others, even those others in the family of God. Whoa, you said. Those that know Pastor know that he always tells you you can judge those that are in the body. Well, this is correct. Our Bibles tell us, you shall know them by their fruits. Let's go back to our verse. So from now on, we regard no one with a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, now get this, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. Judge them by their fruits. Don't judge those in the world, because that's God's doing. But those that are in the body, judge them by their fruits. Judge them by what is their lives. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. If you have people in your body, in your church, that when they leave there on Sunday morning, they're no different than when they came in. If you have people that continue in their sinful lives, they're not of Christ.
Today's action. Write down all the reasons that you deserve the grace of God. Your list will most likely be blank. Now try to list what the grace of God has done in your life. None of us deserve the mercy or the grace of God, but aren't we happy that He doesn't feel that way? Today's treasure is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 30 and 31. Let's go to verses 32. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
Remember, my friends, God said, be ye holy, as I am holy.